Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's May 29th, 2023. It's Unconditional Love Immersion. So this event, the opening part is the same as we usually do. After this intro, I will be calling the directions, calling in our beautiful divine allies, creating a safe container, invoking embodied awakening with you. And then we're going to invoke maximum unconditional love that serves highest good, please. And the unconditional love we're working with is a very different energy than the heart chakra love that many of us have experienced. Unconditional love is at a much higher vibration, and it's a complete acceptance of everything without exception. Unconditional love holds everything, good, bad, light, dark, in complete acceptance. And that's a little tricky for you if you're at a level of consciousness below that, because it seems like you should love the light and hate the dark sometimes, but at this level, we're loving it all. And it's not like gushy, oh, romantic love. It's like just, in this case, love just means utter unconditional acceptance. Now, not everyone can get there yet. I only recently got there myself, and really just started cracking into it. I can't even say that I'm fully present there myself. But what I do know is that by invoking maximum unconditional love that serves highest good, please, we'll either get there consciously or our allies will, you know, start removing the layers of stuff that are in the way between us and that level of unconditional love. So as always, no one's going to get overwhelmed. No one's going to get too much of anything, but we will get a chance to at least have some of the stuff, the heavy energy that is blocking our experience of unconditional love. So that's kind of how this works. I'm seeing that I didn't quite light my candle, so let me do that really quick. All right, candle's running. So let's do this. Again, this event should take about an hour. So as always, as with any energetic event, my request is that you give it your undivided attention. Please do only this. That's for you. That's for everyone else who is affected by the energy you hold, whether you're live or on the recording. If you have to leave before I close the container, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out, and that will not create any disruption. All righty. Let me scoot this a little closer. All right, so I invite you to close your eyes. Begin by feeling your body and just noting how it feels just on a feeling level. If you have awareness of your energy body, feel that as well. And as you're doing that, I want to acknowledge all the folks who are here live on the call. I'm so grateful that you're here. So big thanks to Angela, Bree, Brian, Carmen, Fran, James, another James, Jan, Jeannie, Jesse, Karen, Lakin, Laura, Marcy, Nikki, Nicole, Pete, Sanmati, Stephanie, and Vivian. So glad you're all here. And I am giving equally enthusiastic welcome to anyone who's hearing this, whose name I did not just mention on the recording. So as always, folks who do this via the recording, which is most members, are just as important and just as welcome and just as participatory as the folks on the live Zoom call. The allies are with you in real time, helping you out. So notice if you have awareness of your energy body, feel that, if you have consciousness of it. Feel both the physical and energetic bodies at the same time. So now that you have that baseline awareness, I invite you into passive awareness as I call the directions and call in our beautiful divine allies. I invite you just to feel any energetic shifts that are happening. If you do not feel that, then just feel your breath coming and going. Pachamama. Mama Kia. We're a coach. Inti. Quichi. For myself, I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and higher vibration awareness. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. She's doing a little better these days, by the way. Thank you for all your prayers. We call Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call Rio French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asingate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Olympus, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro. Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Thank you. Okay, anyone who would like to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, whether you're live or on the recording, please feel free to do that now. Thank you. Okay. So now we're going to call in embodied awakening. So this is where you invite your higher self to merge with you in your human body. This will only happen to the greatest extent that serves highest good. No one's going to get overwhelmed. So the benefit of doing this is that you're going to have more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you'll do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you'll have more intuition and won't have to think so much. And you'll have this full body euphoria along with it. It's like your body's a car. Your ego is going to slide to the passenger seat, and your higher self is going to drive. If at any point you don't like your higher self's driving, your ego can immediately think itself right back into the driver's seat. Your higher self steps out with no fuss, and all is well like it was before. So there's no risk. You can try it on and see if you like it. So in a minute, I'm going to lead you in the eight words that call your higher self in. What's understood here is that you're talking to your higher self. So if you wish now, repeat after me, maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. Relax into passive breath awareness. Unless, of course, you can feel the energy moving in your body, in which case, feel that. That's the preferred focus. But if you don't feel subtle energy in your body, then just relax into feeling your breath come and go on its own. If at any point you notice that you've become distracted, which just means your attention is anywhere other than feeling energy or breath, just gently return your attention to feeling energy or breath. If there's still distraction in the background, fine, let it be there. Please don't fight it or try to change it. That would only make it stronger. Let it be there in the background, but put your attention on feeling energy or breath. Finally, let's use the least effort needed to feel the energy or breath. So to play with this a little bit, let's right now drop to no effort at all, zero effort. Whatever happens is fine. Stay at zero for a moment longer. Now, staying at zero, see if without even trying, you still have awareness of energy or breath. And if you can feel that at zero effort, then stay at zero. If at zero effort, you've lost awareness of energy or breath, then add back just barely enough effort to feel it again. The idea, obviously, is to use the minimum effort that gives you that awareness, either zero or just a little bit. So based on what I'm feeling empathically, many of us are into embodied awakening already. So how would you know that's happening? If you can say yes to this, is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Once again, that's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Just hang out there if that's true for you. If you're not quite there, then stay passive and let your higher self top it off the best it can. If you don't get all the way there, that's fine. Awakening is like a dimmer switch. You can get partway there and just be happy with whatever shows up. Your higher self is doing the best it can. Even if you're meeting the criteria for full embodied awakening, there's always room for the next awakening, which is even sweeter. So don't ever assume you've gone as far as you could. But do stay passive and let your higher self give you as much as is appropriate right now. And it does know exactly how much that is. We'll leave just a moment longer. All righty, well done, everybody. It feels really good. All right, now it's almost time to call in maximum unconditional love that serves highest good, please. This is real simple. We just do the invocation I just mentioned, maximum unconditional love, and we go passive. We almost always do that in Awakening Plus. We relax at the ego level, which leaves maximum space for the higher self to do it for us. So as I said earlier, you might have a profound depth of unconditional love, acceptance, and peace with all things. Or you might have some cleanup as your higher self removes some of the energetic obstacles that are between your ego and that state of unconditional love. So it might be really blissful and peaceful. It might be a little intense and more kind of vigorous as the higher self stirs up and clears up heavy energy. You just don't know. And I invite you to be equally open to whatever shows up without preference. Either way, it's going to help you. So let's do it. Please repeat after me. Maximum unconditional love that serves highest good, please. And relax and just rest in feeling energy if you feel it. If not, feel your breath come and go. And that's your job for the rest of this call until I close the container. Stay relaxed, stay open, feel whatever's showing up, whether it's pleasant or challenging. And just be with the process that's unfolding. If you find yourself in challenging energy, just gently hold awareness of where it feels challenging. And use the minimum effort needed to feel it, but do feel it completely with no filter. Your higher self will titrate any trauma that comes up so that you will not be overwhelmed. You can be fully present with whatever's happening and be safe. And your body, as that happens, may shake or vibrate or tremble. You may cry. You may make sound. Your body may want to move in larger, vigorous motions. Whatever wants to happen, just do it. Don't get in the way of your body's intelligence on how it can best release. Then again, your process might be still and silent. Just whatever shows up, just go with it. Yeah, I can feel the energy shifting now. So they're having me sing a song. I know my voice is a little raspy, but I should be able to sing. I'll do my best. This is a guitar song, so I need to tune up. So the music, well, the music is not for entertainment. If you enjoy it, great, but the music is designed to move energy. So just be with whatever effect the music is having on you. In this moment, in this place, I remember who I am. I may not be able to sing this. I'll try a little bit more. Letting fear and... My voice is just too raspy. I'll have to let the song go. I apologize. And there's a larger lesson for me. No more food with cheese before an Awakening Plus call. I get congested, apparently. So sorry I couldn't do the song. But we'll just go with... a silent process, except for some narration. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy coming through the body. So at least some of us are getting some heavy energy cleanup. The way that usually works is you'll feel heavy energy getting stirred up in one or more parts of your body. And it'll kind of shake for a while to get loosened up. And then when it's loose enough, they will purge it out your hands or your feet. If you're sensitive, you'll feel the flush. That goes into Mother Earth, who happily receives it and transmutes it for you. The energy can release in other ways, other directions. Sometimes it just transmutes to light right where it is. So you're not controlling that. You're not making any decisions. You're just being with the process and letting your higher self do everything. Your only job, as I said, is just to simply be aware of what's already happening and just feel it passively. As usual, those of us who are better at processing heavy energy might be given some from other members. Again, everything I say applies, whether you're live or on the recording. And over the years, I've done that a lot too, so I've learned not to even worry about if this energy is showing up in my field. Is it mine? Is it someone else's? Like, who cares? It's in my field. It's mine to process. And that is super easy in this context because all you have to do is feel the heavy energy. And our beautiful allies are doing all the transmutation for us. So all you have to do is just feel what's there without concern for whether it originated from you or someone else. And just know the allies are going to transmute it through your body. Again, this will only happen if the allies see that you're able to do this and can see on the soul level that you're willing to. Some of us came in to do that as a service to others in this lifetime, others did not. And it's fine either way. Yeah, the vibration just shifted a few seconds ago. So just relax into that new frequency if you can feel it. If you're feeling heat in your body, that's holy fire, burning out energies that are in the way of your experience of unconditional love. And just relax into whatever you open to, because unconditional love is way beyond normal human consciousness. It is truly a godlike perspective. But that's what you are. So just relax and allow yourself to be taken into that awareness. Again, as always, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And for some of us, this whole event may be just being in your physical body and feeling heavy energies start up and flush away. And if so, that's perfect. Each of us gets a unique experience on every Awakening Plus call. As always, if my description doesn't match what you're experiencing, do not try to match my description. Just relax into whatever you're actually experiencing. Now there's a new frequency coming in. I'm feeling a lot of heat. If you are too, just let that holy fire burn out. What stands between you and that experience of unconditional love? I'm feeling a lot of heat in the bottoms of my feet. There's a lot of heavy energy being released by many of us. Feeling release out the palms of the hands as well. Again, whatever you're feeling in your body, whether it's heavy energy being released, whether it's challenging, or whether it's euphoric or ecstatic or blissful, just be with whatever it is. Try not to have any preference for it being other than what it is. If it is on the challenging side, then your higher self and our beautiful allies are seeing that's the thing that is most helpful to you right now. Clear that stuff away, which will enable you to move closer to the energy of unconditional love. For each of us, they're going to get each of us as close as they can to that without overwhelming us. That's why there's only so much heavy energy they can move on a single call. If you do this call and you like some progress that's happening, you can come back to it in the archive and do it over and over again. And each time they'll be able to peel away more layers of what's standing between you and this beautiful experience. And of course, you can also use previous versions of the unconditional love event. We've had several of them before this one. And all those others, my voice isn't so raspy, and there might even be some music. So take your pick with the particular iteration that you prefer. And I apologize for my raspiness. I was not expecting that, or I wouldn't have eaten the cheesy food. Lesson learned. The energy just shifted. I'm feeling a noticeable state shift. It's feeling more euphoric. Go with whatever your experience is. Definitely more divine consciousness coming into the field. Energy is getting sweeter. You may be feeling more and more like a being of energy. Just relax into whatever your experience is. As always, maximum passivity will serve you best. Just relax, feel what's happening, let the allies help you out. So my voice seems to be getting better. It's possible I can try that song now. Don't get your hopes up. I may have to stop again, but I'm going to try it one more time.
This moment, in this place, I remember who I am, letting fear and worry fall away from me. I open my eyes and see there is only love, there is only love, love that heals, love that sets me free, there is only when I lose myself, when it seems I've lost my way, when I turn inside and quiet my mind, I can hear Spirit gently say, there is only love, there is only love, love that heals, love that sets me free, there is only my divine self sees all my pain that must be healed. And as it turns that darkness to light, my divinity is revealed. There is only love, love that heals, love that sets me free. There is only love. There is only love. There is only love. Love that heals, love that sets me free. There is only love. There is only love. There is only love. Love that heals, love that sets me free. There is only love. There is only love. There is only
better late than never. So I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy passing through. Just let that be your process if it's happening for you as well, or rest in whatever your experience is. I'm getting a lot of heavy energy processing right now, so just relax into your experience. So they finished shaking it up and now they're flushing it out, at least for me. And I report my experience because it tends to be what most people on the call are experiencing as well. My experience mirrors the majority of the group. Just relax and let that heavy energy flush out. Or rest in whatever your different experience may be. Now that's a heavy duty flush, lots of heat in my feet especially. If you're doing an energetic release, really relax into it. Feel it completely. Gently hold awareness wherever that more challenging feeling is happening. This allows you to experience the challenge without suffering. By just accepting it, you're holding the energy release in unconditional love, letting it be what it is. Unconditional love has no resistance. It has no preference. It just accepts things exactly as they are. Just do that the best you can. And just to be clear, this doesn't mean that in your human life, you can't create change. It's fine if you see something that you feel should be different and you can work to change that thing. That's all great at the human level. The unconditional love comes from a higher perspective, the level at which the divine just puts it all into play and just watches what happens. And it's truly fine with whatever occurs. It's beyond human morality. And again, I'm not saying you shouldn't have morality. I'm not saying your human self shouldn't have preference and take action to change things. That's all fine, especially if intuitively guided. Many of us are here for that. But when you're resting in the level of unconditional love, that's the level where everything's fine. And if that sounds like a paradox, it is. It's a total paradox, but that's what happens when you get into awakening states. You start having to embrace both and, or I should say, you have the privilege and delight of experiencing seemingly opposite polarities and seeing that each is true at its level. And if that doesn't make sense to you yet, that's fine. Wait till you get to that level of unconditional love and then you'll get it. Something can be simultaneously perfect at the higher divine level and desperately in need of change at the human level. And it can all be true. And again, if that doesn't make sense to you, all I can say is just get to that unconditional love level and then I believe you'll understand what I'm talking about. Okay, I'm starting to feel the physical body a little more strongly, which is good because we're almost at 9 o'clock. So it looks like the beautiful allies are going to now kind of ease us back into our bodies to the extent that we've been out of them. And as always, they're going to bring whatever higher vibrations we have opened to into the body and integrate them in the best they can. So your body's probably going to feel different as this integration occurs. Just relax and open to it the best you can. Anything new is going to feel a bit weird or unusual. I just invite you to just open to that the best you can. And once it settles in, you may find you prefer it to your prior state. And each of these Awakening Plus events has the opportunity to reset your normal to a higher new normal and keep that incremental awakening running. Okay, I feel pretty settled in my body, which suggests to me that most of y'all are feeling pretty settled in yours. So take a moment and just feel the body and feel the energy in and around it. If you can remember back to when we started and we checked in then, see if it feels much different. And if you like this better, just do a quick little invocation to your higher self. Please make this my new normal to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And you might even tack on, until it gets even better. Okay, those shifts are happening. While that's happening, we're going to multitask. Allies, we are so grateful for this beautiful energy. Please now share this good medicine with all other beings on earth whom it will serve, to assist in the great global awakening. And then also please share it beyond that to all other beings anywhere whose highest good this energy will serve. Spread it around. Now they're spreading it throughout the universe. And because it comes from a source of infinite supply, not only are we not losing any of the benefit, we're gaining benefit. When you share like this, you get a little extra for yourself without even asking. So as you just feel your own experience in your body, you may notice that the unconditional love effect is getting a bit stronger, or whatever energy you're working with. And we humans are just staying super passive. All this is being done not by us, but through us. So just relax and let the energies flow through you. And as you hit deeper levels of awakening, you may find yourself consciously becoming what's being blessed. You might find yourself becoming the earth that's receiving these energies. You may find yourself becoming the larger areas of space that are receiving this energy. Could it include ultimately the entire universe? So just be whatever you are as this energy gets spread around. And if all you are is your human self in your body, that's fine too. These openings come when you're ready. And there we go. We're all locked in now. Okay, we should be back in our bodies, although they should feel quite a bit different. Alrighty, I'm going to close the container and then open it up for questions or comments.
Pachamama Namakia Wirakota Inti Kriti.
Thank you, allies. Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful unconditional love experience. Thanks for taking all of us as close as we can get to that and for helping to clear out what stands between us and that beautiful level of awareness. Thank you so much. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Any of you beautiful divine beings still working with anyone who's been on this call, live or on the recording, please hang out with them as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful divine allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Whew. All right, the container is closed. You got to do something else. You're free to go. If you want to hang out, if you're on the live call and ask questions or comments, whatever, I'm going to open that up. All right, unmuting is allowed now. You're welcome to unmute and speak or type in the chat. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm gonna put on my video. I don't usually like to, but I just want to say hi.
Good to see you.
So I'm new to the group and the Awakening Plus. So you talk about how you can't get overwhelmed in this energy, and yes, that tends to be my experience. I've done a lot of energy work. And I'm almost always fine while I'm in the stream of the divine energy, but it's afterwards. When I leave it, that I get slammed. Not always, but often enough. I did your healing from, I think it was May 3rd yesterday. And I actually went into a suicidal crisis afterwards. It wasn't immediate, but it was, yeah. Now, granted, I have a lot of trauma that I'm working through. I have a lot of really extreme challenges in my life, really difficult circumstances. There's a lot that I'm working through. And I seem to have taken it all on in this lifetime too. But I was just wondering if you could comment on the getting slammed outside of the divine stream.
So you did the event, and then after the event was over, that's when you got hit with the suicidal ideation.
It was a full-on major crisis.
Let me get the answer.
Sure.
The answer I'm getting is to never leave the divine space.
That would be lovely if I could manage that. I can't seem to manage that. I have to continually reinforce it. And even when I do, I mean, there are gaps, all the time where stuff can come in or come up or whatever.
So you're doing your best to stay in a
I
body.
am absolutely, I work so hard. So hard.
Let me see if there's any advice coming through for this. It's an important question, obviously.
And I mean, this is not the first time this has happened. This has happened over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Have you asked for the specific clearing of the suicidal ideation?
Yes, I did. And I've in fact created a new sort of variation on your invocations, and that is to ask for maximum blank assistance that serves highest good. So like maximum suicide assistance that serves highest good. That seems to work really well with a lot of sort of larger issues rather than specific emotions.
Be careful of your phrasing there, because
Tell me why.
maximum suicide assistance almost acts like you're asking for help in suicide.
And I think but I think I right I, and I did think of that, but I think the divine understands what I'm asking for. I mean that was my sense. It did start to clear the suicidal energy.
All right. What I'm getting now is for you, have you worked at all with the internal family systems course inside the membership?
Yes, in fact, I just did a session today. I have worked with IFS. I've been kind of working with it on and off for about almost a year now. I was doing it for weekly for the last 6 months about with an IFS coach.
Have you worked with that part of you that wants to commit suicide?
Maybe just a little bit, but I probably need to. It was not up for work today. I'm still feeling pretty fragile.
That feels urgent, to work with that part that thinks, and you understand with IFS, all parts are trying to help you.
Absolutely. And I totally get this is a major firefighter for me. It kind of comes in when, all the circumstances of my life are just crushing me, which they really have been lately. And so it's just like when all hope is lost, when it seems like there's no way out, and it's kind of like I'm gonna die if I don't. The impulse is to take myself out at that point.
And I imagine that part believes, okay, the best thing I can do to save you from all this pain is to kill yourself, and then you won't feel the pain anymore, right? That's just logic. So I would definitely work with that part. And of course, the firefighter is the protector for a wounded part.
There's a lot going on, as I said.
So try to get the firefighter's permission to get past it to the wounded part, because once you heal that, the firefighter won't need to create that urge anymore.
It's protecting a lot of exiles. I'm pretty certain about that. I have a major issue going on with my hand. I broke my hand back in February and
Sorry.
I have completely lost function in this joint. So I'm going to ask for healing for this on your next healing call.
Okay, good. Yeah, so if you feel it's urgent, it might be good to do some one-on-one work with me for shamanic healing.
I will contact you about that. There are money issues as well,
I
major
understand
ones.
that. There is a sliding scale available. You can get up to
Okay.
25% off the fee. So instead of 180, it can be as low as 135, if that's helpful.
It's
I
still
understand.
tricky.
And
Yeah.
if it's not affordable, I understand.
Okay. But I'll message you or something.
Okay, let me just see if I know Vivian has some contribution for you, but give me just a second, Vivian, and then I just want to make sure I'm not getting any more channeling through you. I am getting a clear channeling. You can get through this. They're saying you are an advanced soul, and you taking on all this is the work of a highly advanced soul who's done a lot of incarnations. And you chose a really challenging lifetime. You're quite ambitious this time around, apparently.
Cosmic overachiever, as one of my
Maybe
teachers
so.
has always said.
But I'm
Yeah,
just
but
getting a clear
it's really
signal.
been it's really been hellish. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but there's no question, according to what I'm channeling, you can get through this, and you're gonna heal so powerfully from this that you'll then be able to turn around and help other people who've had similar
That's
difficulties.
what I hope. That's
Yeah.
what I hope.
So blessings on you for choosing such a difficult
Thank
path.
you.
And
Thank
we're all here for you. So Vivian, what do you got?
Hi. Hi. Good evening. Can I unmute? Where
Yeah, I'm hearing you. You're good.
are you at? Oh, good. Very good. Thank you, Nicole. I just kind of had a flash as you were speaking that maybe an invocation that you could use would be maximum divine embodiment that serves highest good, please. Because actually staying in the body as you deal with the tendency to want to leave is actually one of the things that is most needed, really. But the flash that came through was a picture of a stone to hold when this these states come to you. And I asked what it was, and it's moonstone. And so maybe I don't know where that comes from. I don't have like lots of crystal knowledge, but
I have
it
lots
does.
of connections to the moon, lots of
That's
lunar energy. Yeah, and that's a lovely stone. Okay.
And it just somehow feels that that might be soothing and a reminder that all this was chosen by you, as just as Benjamin says, for various reasons that you're at a soul level, you're really capable of dealing with, as painful as they
It's
may
just,
be.
yeah, it's
Yeah,
just been hard.
so welcome. Thank you. Thank you for
Thank
joining
you,
us.
Vivian. I will look into getting a moonstone. It sounds good. And thank you, Benjamin.
Yeah, and in fact, right now we've still got 13 people on the call. Would you be open to all of us sending you supportive energy right now?
Oh yes. Oh
Okay.
hell yes.
All right. So
Thank
everyone
you.
who's still on the call, if
Love
you're
that.
willing, whether you're live or on the recording, so Nicole, you're gonna start it by saying, allies,
Allies,
I now open myself
I now open myself
to the healing energy
to the healing energy
that serves highest good.
that serves highest good.
May suicidal ideation
May suicidal ideation and energies
be completely cleared
be completely cleared
once and for all,
once and for all
to the greatest extent
to the greatest extent
that serves highest good.
that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
So you now relax. Everyone else, we're going to do a hollow reed invocation. Just repeat after me if you wish. Spirit that I am. You don't say it. I'm sorry. Everyone but the recipient says it now. So, spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me. for Nicole's highest good. Starting now, thank you. And everyone just relax, become passive. You're just now a pipeline. Your higher self is flowing the energy to Nicole. Your higher self already knows exactly what she needs. It knows what she's asked for. So at the human level, just relax and just be the pipe. You might feel energy coming in your crown, not the front of your body. Just be fully and completely passive so your higher self can do its magic for Nicole. Nicole, are you feeling that energy coming in?
Oh, yes.
So you just relax. So what we're doing is like a bonus round of an individual and group healing call. And I would definitely suggest you, we do those twice a month. And I definitely recommend you come in and be in the hot seat for those. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So we'll just give this little extra round of that for you right now. Oh, yeah. Am I correct that you've got a whole bunch of heavy energy flushing out your feet and hands?
I don't feel it so much through my feet and hands. I feel it more kind of feeling stuff coming through my crown, and there's been a lot releasing through my diaphragm through this session.
Okay, however it wants to leave is fine. Yeah. That's what I'm experiencing, but whatever.
It kind of goes out cellularly for me.
All right, so let's not worry about how. Let's just let it run.
Okay. I also really have to pee.
Okay, so if you really have to pee, you can actually go and pee while you're receiving, if it's that urgent.
Okay. If you all don't mind, I'll stop my video.
Come back when you're done. And so a first for Awakening Plus. We're sending healing energy to a urinating member. But I trust in everybody's, I spoiled the pun. I trust in your innate ability to do this. Everyone just relax despite the pun and let the energy keep flowing. I will make no pun on flowing. Yeah, the energy is still strong and intense. Everyone just relax into that. And again, your participation in this flow is voluntary. If for any reason it doesn't feel right for you, it just has to be pulled out of it. And you are not required to be part of this because this is above and beyond the agenda, obviously. Yeah, I'm feeling a flood of energy coming through. So Nicole's getting a lot of help right now. Yeah, now feel the energy is pretty saturated, Nicole, and now it's kind of just in there working in a more subtle way. I feel her whole body saturated with healing energy, and it's in there vibrating and working out all the heaviness that it serves her highest good to release right now.
I'm back, by the way.
Good. Still feeling the juice working in there?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So just stay with it. Stay passive.
Yeah, it's feeling quite a bit lighter now.
Good. I was just commenting to the group. It felt like the heavy inrush was over, and now they're in there vibrating stuff out.
Okay, good.
So just keep relaxing and feeling whatever you're feeling.
Yeah.
Completely present with whatever the the experience is, challenging or blissful or whatever, just letting them do what they do, having no preference about whether it feels challenging or ecstatic, just be with whatever is. Whenever it feels challenging, that's only because they're getting some heavy stuff out of the way once and for all. And that's definitely worth feeling a little challenged for a short time. And if you need to cry or make sound or whatever, it's all good. You just let it rip if that's what needs to happen. Wow, I'm feeling a lot of sadness. Are you feeling that too, Nicole?
There's definitely some stuff kind of been through my throat and high heart. Mm-hmm.
So whatever is, I'm getting it empathically very strongly. Just feel that completely, no filter. You got to feel it to heal it.
Yeah.
And in this context, you are 100% safe to feel it completely. All the titration is being done by the higher self. So Nicole, there's no danger of overwhelm in this container right here.
Yeah.
So just be fully present. And that means whatever you're feeling right now, this will be the last time you have to feel that particular heavy energy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Oh yeah.
Here we go. There's a deep relaxation right there. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a release.
Good for you. Well done. Stay with it.
Yeah. Big chunk came out of my diaphragm.
Good. Big thanks to everyone who's choosing to stay over to help Nicole. So grateful for your service here.
Yeah, me too.
Feeling another wave of sorrow coming up. Just if you're feeling anything like that, just feel it completely. Be completely present with it. There you go. When you're completely present with it and you don't resist it, it can move through really fast.
Yeah.
The suffering is in trying not to feel it. That's where we get hung up. And I'm getting that many others on the call are feeling this sorrow as well. So your burden is being shared by everyone on this call, the extent that it serves highest good for them to do that. So whoever is feeling some of Nicole's pain, just be fully present with it and the allies will process it through you. There's nothing any of us have to do through effort or willpower right now. We just need to be present and feel what we're feeling without resistance. No one is going to pick up anything that's going to stay with you. Everything is going to be flushed through.
No ticks.
Do you feel that new vibration in your body there, Nicole?
Yeah, I mean, there's vibration in various areas. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, I'm sensing a new foundational consciousness coming.
Okay.
That's what I'm noticing. The other stuff there too, but the foundational, they're giving you a higher level.
Good.
So as always, when you do good healing work, when you let the heavy stuff process through, that clears the way for your next awakening.
Right.
So just allow them to move you into that next level of consciousness. Yeah. You're doing great. Just allow. Stay passive. Mm-hmm. They're doing everything for you, as always.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling it coming in.
Good.
It's like a new plane.
Mm-hmm. Yep. One of an endless progression.
Exactly.
There, feel how stable that feels now?
It's getting there. Yeah.
Yeah. My, again, I'm asking for verification because my empathic experience was I just felt that new energy settle in and just really comfortably become foundational. Does that feel the same for you?
We'll see. I always feel the kind of back and forth. So it's hard for me to say something is stabilized until like I get the proof.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's my energetic perception.
That's fine.
I can't guarantee I'm right, but that's what I feel. Okay. Right.
Yeah, it definitely does feel like things are stabilizing.
And sometimes I feel a little bit ahead of other people. So
I'm getting that. I'm getting that. Yeah.
There's a time delay.
I think you clock things just a few seconds before I do.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Okay, good. So do you feel like you're still in process, Nicole, or does it feel like things are settling down?
I am still in process and things are settling down. So the process will probably continue, you know, off the call.
It probably will. And I encourage you to allow that as well.
Yeah.
So just stay with what's happening.
It does feel like things are winding down, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And interestingly, the big blockages that I was feeling in my throat over the last few days, it's all like clearing through my throat. It feels like that's where the new plane has come in.
Real good. Excellent.
New plane of existence. Yeah. It's a whole new frequency for the throat area. Oh, my speaking is different. Hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Good job.
Yeah.
Now, are you conscious of your light body now?
It's yes and no. I'm not certain I can completely distinguish my light body from everything else that's going on. Like it doesn't show up as a singular thing. But
okay. I just noticed it showing up as a singular thing. So just relax and see if you feel that part of you that's just energy.
I mean, I sort of like to hang out in the subtle realms. So I think that's kind of where I'm most comfortable.
Ah, okay.
All right.
So if you don't feel it, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm just not sure how to distinguish that from everything else.
It all just blends together for you.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's more like different brush strokes in a painting, like if we're thinking Van Gogh or something, all those brush strokes. That's sort of my experience.
Okay, beautiful. Lots if you're putting all of it together, that's just magnificent.
Yeah. Lots of eddies and flows and strokes and whatever.
All right, so just relax into your complete experience of whatever's happening, physical, energetic, all of it.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to have you do embodied awakening to integrate it into the physical form as much as serves highest good. You ready?
Yep.
So maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Completely passive. Just relax. Mm-hmm. That was like so fast. You feel like, yeah, good job. Okay. Open your eyes. Look around. Are you still in embodied awakening? Good. All right. So yeah, I would so strongly recommend if you're not already doing the invocation practice, embodied awakening, invocation, first thing every morning, repeat as needed. Don't settle for less. That way, if the suicidal part fires up again, you can as self say, I understand in your own way you're trying to help me, I appreciate your concern, but as conscious self, without getting overwhelmed by it, you can say, and I'm choosing not to do that right now.
I definitely need to work with my parts more, like in a conscious way. I've been mostly relying on the practitioner that I've been working with because I've been overwhelmed and, you know, haven't been able to do it as well on my own. But your process is really good. Like really, really good. It's
good.
Really concise and condensed and really good, efficient. So good. I'm going
to. I would for sure work with that suicidal part in the IFS course in membership, and that should help, you know, calm that part down.
Yeah. Okay.
So obviously you've experienced some severe trauma before and
extremely severe and prolonged.
Yeah. So
utilizing.
Is it CPTSD?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then some. CPTSD to the, you know, 12th power.
Okay. All right. So I'm the allies telling me once more, you absolutely can heal this. It is possible. It is your destiny to do that. Mm-hmm. And once you do heal it significantly, you are going to be so profoundly helpful to others who have similar challenge.
Yeah.
You have chosen a very powerful wounded healer path in this lifetime, mm-hmm. I believe. And I just am so awed and just stunned by what you're doing and the role you've chosen to take. It's really inspiring to me that you're doing this.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Most people think of me as like just completely broken, and
no.
I do a lot too, but.
No, you're just aiming really high.
Yeah. There are a few people that get that that actually see me that way. And that's really, it's refreshing when I meet those people. So thank you.
Yeah. And if you need support, you reach out to me, and I will help you. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Because we're not going to leave you high and dry here. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, anything, Nicole, before I read?
Thank you to everyone who's stayed here, stayed with me and contributed their energy and their support. I hugely appreciate it. I feel very alone in my life right now. And this is kind of why I signed up for this, this program, because I really lack the community and I need it. I really need it badly. And also that you do direct, support that I really need too. So I can't afford most people. So
I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, let me get your explicit permission. Is it okay for me to release the event with this included?
I think so. If I could sit on it for just a little bit.
Okay. So.
Okay. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. If we do release it again, and that means everyone who views the recording can join in your energetic healing support.
Oh. Cool.
Because, there were like about a dozen people, 12, 13 on the call supporting you, but there could be dozens more supporting you via the recording.
Wow. Is it possible to release my segment as a separate, like, call-a-thon or something to the main, the main program from today?
Why we would do it separately?
It was an idea. I guess maybe if some people don't want to listen to this part, it maybe.
Well, they don't have to. When we close, you can leave now or.
Okay.
I specifically said.
Go ahead and keep it in. I think it'll help other people. And
I think so too. Your transparency and your honesty with this process may inspire others who are having similar challenge to step.
Yeah.
Forward. She did it. I guess I can do it too.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, I have fears and parts that are afraid of being targeted and like being, just being exposed in various ways. And so those are the parts that are kind of hesitant or resistant.
Okay.
But I think overall it will serve if you release it like this. So. Right.
And if later you change your mind, I can redo the recording and delete this section.
Okay. Okay.
However, consider who's going to be in Awakening Plus in the first place.
Right. Right.
Those are the only people who are going to see this.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not likely to be
any
of my perps.
I can't imagine any dark practitioners joining this membership. This just isn't their thing. So. Okay, cool. All right. So, thank you for bringing this very special experience to us.
Thank you.
And thanks again for your transparency, your vulnerability, your honesty, and, but doing so has enabled you to receive a lot of support.
Thank you, everyone.
I'd also recommend, since you're into heavy duty stuff anyway, to the best of and do the shamanic awakening ceremonies and the shamanic breathwork events.
Okay.
Have you got the best of page yet?
No, I have not looked at that. Okay. I will.
Yeah, go into the membership and you go to the events icon. And right at the top, the very first thing is, here's the best of page.
Okay.
The best of collects the very best of our events.
Okay.
And they're broken by category. And there's a category that says most intense.
Oh, okay.
And
I'll go straight for those.
Yeah, is the shamanic awakening ceremonies and the shamanic breathwork events.
Okay.
There's dozens of them. Okay. So because you're working with such intense stuff and you're accustomed to a high level of intensity, I would just go for it and go for those heavy duty events that clear the heavy energy a lot faster.
Yeah.
Okay. As well as whatever live calls you can do.
Yes. I will try to be on them all if I can.
Yeah. And of course the IFS course for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, wow. I'm so glad you're with us and it's such an honor to support you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone.
Okay. All right. Do you feel complete, Nicole?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Cool. All right. I'm going to mute you unless Vivian, I see she's open. Vivian, was there anything else you wanted to add here?
I just wrote something in the comments a little while ago that during that process, I got quite a bit about sealing around your light body and protecting so that only love can enter. Yeah. This will help deal with some of the fears of like being attacked by your own fears or other entities or whatever that you actually don't need, because you've actually got enough within your light body to actually process this as it is.
Well, I do get attacked a lot. Like, I mean, I've been having to clear dark entities for years.
Mm-hmm. And you have experienced that. Let's change that. There's actually no need for that to happen.
I don't know why it happens. I just know that it does. So, and I have done things to seal my aura and, you know, and various types of protections, and they seem to work well for a while and then they don't. Usually what happens is some sort of trauma, some sort of triggering trauma occurs and sort of shatters things. So, and that's when they get in.
Okay. So I want to comment on that a little bit, unless, sorry, Vivian, go ahead.
I understand you get re-triggered and that bursts everything open again.
Yeah, exactly.
However, there is something about the sealing and the containment.
I agree.
Holding of the love that actually is going to help you through, and even if that gets shattered again, that's what gets rebuilt and reheld. So that's my feeling about it. That is a change of thought from being open to attack to actually that can't happen.
I'll think about that. Thank you. I'll think about doing an invocation for that, making an invocation for that.
That's what I was going to suggest. You can invoke maximum energetic protection from, you know, any challenging energies that serve as highest good. And then your higher self will create a field around you just by saying that.
Yeah.
Alternatively, if there are specific divine beings you work with, like Archangel Michael is great for protection. If you have a relationship already, Nicole, with a specific divine being or more than one who can help with that, like, you know, in my invocation, I call five, you know, ascended, you know, high vibration angels to set up a field. So whatever, if you already have relationships with divine beings to help, you can call them to help or just ask your higher self to do it. It'll work any way you do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Philosophically, what I've seen happen a lot is the greater your potential is as a light worker, the more they mess with you.
Yeah.
So in a way, you can almost take the attacks as a compliment for your potential. Kind of a left-handed compliment, I grant you. But
I know.
And also, they, you know, what I like to do always first when I'm experiencing attack, which has happened to me many times as well. What you do is you have to focus on what they're getting through in. In other words, where am I? Where is the unhealed trauma they're working?
Yeah.
Where is that's the weakness in my field? Yeah. And you can shoo away entities all day, but more will come back with the same opening.
Right. Yeah, I always focus on healing the underlying susceptibilities. It's just I often have to go through a shattering of my whole system first and then heal that. And then... then do the underlying trauma. It's hellish. It's really.
And I'm being told there will be an end point to this. There will be a point where you've done enough of the healing that it'll be difficult for them to access you. Okay. And it will be a much easier ride than you've had so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're in your dark night phase right now of challenge.
Oh yeah. Like decades of it.
But again, it doesn't have to continue forever. And if you, especially if you're, I assume you're willing to face whatever level of intensity is needed to get this healing done.
I have had to. I haven't taken myself out yet, although I've wanted to many times.
Okay. Well, I wasn't referring to suicide, but what I mean is, are you willing, would you rather have a more gentle healing and have it take longer? Or would you have a more intense experience and get the healing done quicker?
I seem to have chosen the latter. Despite, or my higher self seems to have chosen it for me, despite my ego's wish otherwise. And I mean, I've resorted at times to begging my higher self to, you know, slow it down, make it easier. And no, it doesn't happen. It's still like a roller coaster.
Okay. Yeah. So what you can do is you can say, give me the healing I need at the fastest rate that serves highest good and as gently as gets it done.
Yeah.
So you can add the gently request.
Yeah. Yeah. I do that too.
So I would definitely throw that in there. Okay. But you know, the emphasis on the whole phrase is let's get it done. And again, the gently is also you not resisting the healing process. Mm-hmm. You being just open to whatever needs to come through.
Yeah.
That's a big, so most of the suffering is not the healing itself. It's your resistance to feeling pain during the suffering process.
Yeah. Well, it's not just pain. It's also life circumstances, which have been really, really rough also. So trust
again,
me, those things can kill you.
Yeah. And again, if you can, if there are life circumstances that are truly toxic, to remove yourself from those circumstances, if possible.
When I can, I do.
Good. Obviously. Okay, good. So there's a lot here. Obviously you're in a very challenging scenario, but you know, hopefully what we've done is of some help. Mm-hmm. And, I'm glad you're with us. And I know many of the members, in addition to me, feel like it's an honor to support you in this.
Thank you. Okay.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thanks.
All right. I'm going to read what's there's been some chat comments that I have obviously been ignoring. So let me forward over to those. So Sanmati typed, thank you, Benjamin. I loved it. Feeling peaceful and happy. Jesse said, thank you. Very peaceful and wonderful. Best wishes to all. Bree says, sending Nicole love and healing energy. So is Angela. Stephanie commented, we're living in challenging times too. True that. Jan said she was leaving, but thanks us and appreciates all that I'm teaching. Vivian, as she said, typed, I'm getting, may your energy field be sealed and protected. Only love may enter. Jeannie says, thank you, Benjamin, sending healing to Spirit Song and all here. And of course, Nicole. Brian typed, much love to you, Nicole. Definitely cleared a lot of throat chakra energy. Fran said, thank you. Angela says, I will definitely be revisiting this one. And Stephanie said, Nicole, it might be helpful if you sit with your bare feet on the earth for 15 to 20 minutes a day. Yeah, that grounding energy is good. And Nicole, when you're so traumatized, it is so tempting to just leave your body and kind of float so that you don't have to feel the pain in there. But one of my axioms is must be present to win.
Yeah, I had a esoteric teacher who really, really, really emphasized embodiment and was constantly trying to pull me in my body.
So again, you have dissociated to the extent that was necessary to survive. Yeah. And so it was a good thing to do when you had to. Mm-hmm. But if now you can be more physically present, mm-hmm. and work with it in the body, the more you can be in the body working with it. And again, I'll just tell you my experience with these invocations is they do not permit overwhelm.
Okay.
Never seen it happen in over 12 years.
Yeah.
And you're going to be my test case.
I'm good at that. Yeah. I challenge a lot of systems.
So if you don't get overwhelmed, even with the trauma you're working with, then I'll feel even more sure that, you know, these are an overwhelm-free system. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So Nicole, do we have any loose ends here before we close the event?
No, I think we're good. Thank you so much. I love you.
Yeah. And my big thanks to everyone who has stayed all this extra time on the live call and on the recording. Thank each of you for holding space for Nicole, if you chose to. And wow, been a ride. So thank you, Nicole. Please keep attending the calls, keep working with the resources and the membership. And I sincerely hope that we can help you move into that mastery level where you've healed all this stuff and you are so magnificently supporting others who need that kind of support.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay.
Great. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, everybody. And good night.